And now a look at some of the latest technology for the blind and the vision impaired with our friend and go-to guy, Brian Charlson, Director of Technology at the Carroll Center for the Blind. And Brian, you have all sorts of things spread out here in the studio, and we're making a video so people can see this for their loved ones. We'll post it at hearnow.org. But what would you like to start with?
I'm going to start with the simplest of technologies, one that has a lot of impact on blind or visually impaired people, and that is our ability to take the right medicine at the right time.
You got a medicine bottle.
I've got
in
a
your
medicine
hands.
Bottle here, and attached to its side is a little digital recorder. Now there's kind of a comical recording on here.
Abraham Lincoln, Xanax. Take one pill every 4 hours as needed. Prescription number 2-1.
Wow,
three,
what a
nine,
great
eight,
thing!
Four.
Instead of having to put rubber bands on to indicate whether or not this is a once a day or twice a day or three times a day med. I can rely on this kind of labeling.
That is amazing. First of all, who knew that Abraham Lincoln had a prescription?
Yeah, for Xanax. Yeah. Now, this is one example of two or three different companies out there. The one that I tend to get my medications from is a mail order place. But I can also get this from just down the street at the local pharmacy.
Great. Okay.
So that's that. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people these days are having to deal with diabetes, mm-hmm. as am I. And therefore, you have to take your blood sugar on a regular basis.
You have to test it.
So I've just taken a test strip out, and I'm going to slide it into my glucose monitor.
Thank you for using Prodigy Voice.
She's just acknowledging this, and then she's going
to
tell me,
to the test strip.
Please apply blood to the test strip. So I could prick my finger, put the blood on there, and it will tell me my blood sugar.
Wow.
And it keeps track of it over time. Yeah, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
It keeps track of it over time so that when I go to see my physician, they can download the data from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
Also in my little bag over here, I love the kitchen. In my household, it's my favorite room. I love to cook. And so I'm forever looking for gadgets that will make my life easier. So in my kitchen, I have a talking microwave oven. I have a talking kitchen scale so that when I'm baking, I can measure by weight rather than by volume, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a talking thermometer. I like this one because, among other things, pushing the button a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. 81.0 degrees Fahrenheit.
This I can switch from Fahrenheit to centigrade, and it can take very high temperatures. I'm now taking out of my bag they're called a dot, part of the Echo family. And in my household, we have a big Echo in the living room and little dots here and there throughout the house.
Let's be honest, Brian. I don't want your wife to hear this, but you do refer to this as your new girlfriend.
It is, yes. Echo is definitely my new girlfriend. The fact of the matter is that she wakes me up in the morning. She sings me to sleep at night. Sounds like a girlfriend to me.
Brian, what is life like? I mean, there's so many more devices. We want to see them. But I'm just wondering what life is like in your house with these. This is a revolution for you. But I'm also thinking that there's just got to be voices going all the time. You talking to Alexa and asking her to turn a light on or off or turn, you know, the radio on or off or, you know, testing your blood. Or it feels like there's a Greek chorus following you.
There's a lot of chatter that goes on in the house, no doubt. I'm very lucky that I know Braille. So a portion of my access to information comes tactily, so nobody gets to hear what's going on. But one of the absolute phenomenons in my household is I get out of bed first, head to the bathroom. I turn on the shower, the sink, flush the toilet, and step onto my talking scale because I don't want the rest of the household to hear what the bad news of the morning is from that talking scale. So we learn to mask it. We control volume. And with the new Echo family, only the one closest to you responds. Mm. So you don't have this problem of saying something down the hallway, only have it change something in the living room.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Got it. Okay.
I mentioned Braille a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Now, Braille hasn't been around that long. Just a couple of hundred years, and it's still under development. We recently adopted an international standard for English Braille because the Brits wrote Braille differently than the Americans, than did the Australians. But the big change in Braille is what's called refreshable Braille. I'm going to turn on this Orbit reader.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a handheld label printer. What's it doing?
Little dots, electromechanical dots, are raising up in the pattern of Braille characters. Now, a couple of years ago, I was showing you a refreshable Braille display,
right,
and you were astounded at the price of $3,000 to $4,000. This one now costs $500.
Oh, wow.
So Braille is becoming more affordable than it's ever been before. And now I'm going to turn to magnification.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of blind or visually impaired people have usable vision. So out of those who are legally blind, about 8 out of 10 have some usable vision. So we use closed-circuit television devices. I'm going to turn this one on.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a very small TV.
Yep. Did it come on?
Yep.
It gives me controls to show things in magnification, to increase the magnification, decrease it, change the polarity of things. So if I see things better white on black than black on white, then fine, I can switch that.
Mm-hmm.
I can also take a picture with it at a distance, bring it closer to my face, and be able to control that magnification as well. And if you do have a large TV in your living room, you can attach this to that and use its screen, but the device that's on your, the camera that's on your device.
Right. And really enlarge an image. That's
yep.
great.
So grandparents can, with low vision, can see pictures of their grandkids.
Yeah.
So this makes it very portable for them to do that
Wonderful.
Kind of thing.
We know you have Catch the Bus. That's an application that can help you find bus stops, learn arrival departure times. Blind Square, that's a GPS application just like Foursquare. But I want to see the device that helps you know the color of your clothing.
Ah. So the color identifier that I brought to show you last time cost $350.
Right.
This one costs $26.
Wow.
And this is maybe a tenth the size of that one.
Yeah, it's like a car key fob.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold it against my tie.
Dark orange.
Dark orange. That's right.
Dark red.
Dark red stripes.
Dark beige.
Dark beige.
Very dark brown.
Wow.
Now, I'm pointing it at my pants and they say...
Very dark brown.
Very dark brown. That's lying. I'm wearing...
I'm looking under the table.
Black pants.
Oh, okay.
Correct? And...
Very dark brown.
Yeah.
That tells me, guess what? The battery's dying.
Oh.
When it gets that far off.
Wow.
So I now match my own pants with shirts, with ties in my household, something that I always had to rely on somebody else to do in the past.
I want to see the glasses that you can get help with.
So I'm going to take off my regular designer shades here
mm-hmm.
and put on a pair of glasses. But they have a camera mounted just above the nose.
No way.
So I'm now going to take a phone. It's specifically a Verizon phone that has only one purpose, and that's to do what I'm about to do with it.
Hello, Brian. Ira ready for service.
And now, if I double tap on the home button on this phone, it's calling an Ira agent.
Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent Cody.
Thanks for calling, Ira. This is Cody. How can I help you?
Hey, Cody. Brian here. I'm doing a demonstration of Ira for public radio.
Hi, Cody.
And across the way here is my interviewer. And can you do me a favor? Describe the pretty lady.
Sure, definitely. So I do see her. She is across the table facing, you know, in the direction the camera's facing.
Okay, Cody, you're freaking me out.
Looks like she is waving currently with her right hand.
Am I waving to your glasses?
She's waving to you.
Yes.
She's wearing like a white, like a, almost like a jacket with a collar. Looks like she's wearing glasses and has a kind of a headset on as well.
How do you do?
Cody, you did pretty well.
There you go.
Hey, Cody, can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What kinds of situations do you usually deal with? Like, just if you can give us a couple of examples. I'm sure people get in real trouble and need your help.
A lot of ways that people use Ira is just for little things that, you know, sighted people sometimes take for granted, like reading cooking instructions or really just reading mail, for instance. There's a lot of things, just little things like that, that people use Ira for. And that's probably one of the main ways Ira makes a difference in their lives.
Well, thank you so much for being part of our demonstration.
Right. One of the, ways I've used Ira, my family and I were at a Red Sox game that unfortunately got rained out, and I needed an Uber ride. So Uber can be connected up to your IRA account, and the IRA agent ordered me an Uber vehicle, helped direct me to where the vehicle could pick me up, and then kept an eye on how the vehicle was progressing getting to me. So the IRA agent literally kept an eye out for me.
Look, as usual, Brian, you have opened our eyes with this technology. We appreciate it so much. We've made a video so people can, you know, show it to their loved ones and who are sighted. And actually, those who aren't can hear this terrific sound that you've brought us. And I just can't wait till next time already. Brian Charlson, Director of Technology at the Carroll Center for the Blind. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, that IRA service, which just blew me away, cost about 90 cents a minute to use. Again, we'll have all this information at hearandnow.org.